and I don't know what
Love Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, this special episode is kind of near and dear to my heart. As most know, I'm a traditionalist at heart. I've been working with Lion Fight Promotions for probably the last month now, and they graced me with another fighter, and it truly is a blessing to have this fighter on. This young man, there's a lot to be said about him, but we'll let that come from him. Let's welcome Stephen Walker to the program. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling blessed. You know, I once again just want to thank you for the platform, for letting people be able to get to know who I am on a one-on-one basis. But before I get into the interview, I just want to give a big shout-out to Scott Kent and Scott Zerr for believing in me and giving me the chance to fight on one of the biggest stage, one of the biggest promotion, which is Lion Fight. And also just want to give a shout-out to all my fans who supported me, who bought tickets and T-shirts. And also just want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors and my teammates, you know, and my coaches. Yeah. And we
You know, I was going to give you plenty of time to do that at the end, but I'm glad we'll get two shout outs in that aspect. You know, let's jump back to 2016. You win the WKA. You know, you haven't been in the sport very long. What were your thoughts when you came out winning the WKA tourney? I know for some that are like in glory and things of that nature, people don't understand the magnitude of what you got to go through in these tourneys, you know, to become victorious. You know, what did it mean to you, Stephen, to walk away the winner of the 2016 WKA?
For me, it was a blessing because it was a dream come true, because I guess that my hard work did pay off. And just having them put that strap around my waist, it gave me the vision, like, listen, whatever you put your heart in, you will definitely have a good outcome out of it. And from there on, once I had that WKA title, it's like I just kept on winning titles after title because I was hungry. And just, I don't know, just the way how that strap felt around my waist, it gave me like powers, like an inner power, like where the person inside of me would just wanted more, like to accomplishment. It was a big accomplishment for me because, you know, I see a lot of guys in that tournament, and we always fighting for the strap, and it was a lot of big upsets. Where I see guys, you know, some guys was crying, some guys got injured where they couldn't move on to the next round. And for me to go there and, you know, get the job done, it was definitely a blessing for me. And once I got that strap around my waist, I told myself, I want more. I want more because I want to be able to, you know, I want to be one of the best. I want to be one of the best top amateur fighters out there. And yeah, I set that goal and then I accomplished it.
Yeah, and you truly did. You know, one thing that amazes me about you, you know, I've had a world champion by the name of Justin Rondale Baseman on my show, and he talks about, because on all of his apparel he has this one quote, know what you're fighting for. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see in you. You know, Stephen, there was a quote out there that you put out there, and it really actually touched my heart, bro, because you don't hear this from a lot of fighters. You said, I have my community and the young people back home on my shoulders. I dedicate all my fights to them. Is that what Stephen Walker's fighting for?
Yes, that is who Stephen Walker is. When you see Stephen Walker, just know that you see the community behind him. Stephen Walker, which is myself, is a definitely stand-up guy. You know, the past I took away from my community, like I had a troubled past. And, you know, I made some, you know, immature decisions when I was the age of, you know, from 15 all the way to 19. And I made some immature decisions. You know, I believe that I took away from my community from, you know, from just doing negative stuff. And then as I got mature, I said, I want to be able to give back to my community. I want to be able to show my community I appreciate them. You know, because a lot of people don't appreciate the little thing in your community, from the corner store or from the mailman, or from, you know, that senior lady that's on her porch all the time, that, you know, that might say hi to you, or you might catch her in her garden. And as I got mature, I said, what could I do to, you know, shine a light on my community? And so I ended up becoming an outreach worker, where I go out in all these dangerous areas, and I go up to these at-risk youth, and I ask them, you know, hey, I know you got a troubled past. Do you want a job? And a lot of them will say yes, but a lot of them will say, I don't know how to, you know, keep a job, or I don't know how to, I don't have the right interview skills. I don't know what to say when I go to an interview. So I will have workshops with these youth, you know, and we call them interview preps. So we do like interview preps with them. We'll teach youth how to tie a tie. Also, we'll just educate them on what to do during an interview. And like, if you're applying for a job, make sure you do your research on that job. You know, go on the internet, type of the job that you want to look up, and then, you know, you read up on it. So when they do ask you questions about the job, why you want to work here, you know what to say. So, you know, we educate them. Because I believe that a lot of people are like, oh, the youth are bad, and, you know, they're taken away from the community. But in my mind, I'm like, well, if you show them a different path or show them a different way, then they will be able to change. It took somebody to show me a different way for me to change. So once I saw that blueprint, I said, why not give it back to, you know, the kids in the community? And so far, I've been good at it. A lot of people coming to me asking me for jobs. I'll let them know where to go or what job is hiring, or if there's a, what would you call those? Job fairs. So I'd be like, hey, there's a job fair on this date. You know, go down here at this time. So, like I said, man, I love my community. And like I do it for the youth. I let the youth know, listen, just because you have a felony or just because you have a misdemeanor on your record, don't let your record, you know, describe who you are. You know, you made a bad decision in the past, but you could fix that. And the only way you can fix that is by giving yourself a second chance and doing the right thing. So I just give them hope. And when they see, like, hey, if Steven could do it, so can I, it makes my heart smile, because it let me know that, hey, you're not a thug, or you're not a bad kid. You're just someone you're screaming out for help, but you don't know how to ask for help. And the way how you ask for help is by misbehaving. But if somebody takes the time to listen to you and show you a different path, you could be that diamond in the dirt that's being polished. And that's why I love the youth now, because they are the future. And if they don't have no mentors or nobody show them the right way, then the bad guys in the community is going to be their role model. And my job is to let them know that there's other role models out there besides, you know, the guy on the corner.
Yeah. And that's remarkable, because, you know, hence from that comes the statement, life always gives us a second chance. The second chance is called tomorrow. And the reason I reference that off of your statement is, you know, I do all the genres of mixed martial arts. And I'm going to tell a story, because I think you'll understand the story and you'll be able to explain it that much more deeper. I met a young man on my show. He was the CFFC world champion. His name was Jared Gordon. And the first time I interviewed him on my show, he had opened up and said, you know, life is great now. I'm the CFFC world champion. But how many people know that 18 months ago, I was a heroin addict sitting in rehab?
Wow.
And he goes, a lot of people don't understand that. But he goes, the reason I'm telling you is because no matter how far you think you've hit rock bottom, there's always a way out, because the only way is up. He goes,
yes.
And for those of you that had dreams of becoming a police officer, whatever it is in life, he said, I'm proof that you can look back, no matter how far you're down, and realize that not only can you find your way up, but you can still live that dream. And 3 days later, that gentleman gets a call to fight in the UFC. And that man is living his dream, and so is Stephen Walker. So thank you for being that type of person in life, because a lot of people, they tend to do their 9-to-5, come home and shut the garage doors, and they shut off the rest of the world. Those are the people that jump on the computers and bully people and downgrade people. It's people like you that make a difference in this world. You know, I come from the projects, I've lived, in obscurity, and I know what it's like to be poor. I lost my leg, so I know what it's like to go through, you know, tragedy and devastation through diabetes and multiple other health issues. But I still pick myself up and realize that, you know, the world is a better place with me than without me. So thank you for changing so many lives in that aspect. You know, what did it mean to Stephen Walker when you received that call from Lion Fight Promotions? You know, I seen another interview or a Q&A that you did, but I would rather hear it from you than read it on a piece of paper, my friend.
Well, that call from Lion Fight was definitely, you know, it was a surprise for me, and it was definitely a blessing in the sky, because everybody's dream is to be a pro fighter. That's what we all start off as, amateurs. That's what we all compete in these top big promotions, from Friday night fights to combat sports, or to, you know, the WKA or the WBC. So there's all these promotions that we all fight on to become that pro athlete. So when I got that, I was so surprised, because I'm like, wow, I basically graduated from an amateur to a professional fighter now. And I'm just laying in my bed, just laying there like, wow, this can't be real. You know, so I tip my hat to Scott Kemp for giving me an opportunity, for giving me a job, because this is a job. Also, just for giving me that platform so, you know, people could see who I am and what I do, and to let them know that, hey, I'm proof in the flesh that, you know, hard work does pay off. And, yeah, sometimes I still can't believe that I'm a professional fighter. There be times I lay in the bed and I got to pinch myself, like, is this really real? Am I really fighting on TV? Am I really fighting on one of the biggest promotions in the world, Lion Fight? So it all goes back to, like I said, is whatever you put in is what you get out of it. If you're a part-time, you know, fighter, then you're going to get part-time results. But if you're a full-time fighter, which means you sacrifice, you know, family time, you sacrifice, you know, sometimes you might your work or your sleep, then it's definitely going to pay off in the end, because you stayed hungry, you had a vision, you had a goal, and you turned that vision into reality. So, you know, all the guys out there, I just want to let y'all know, you know, hard work does pay off, if that answered your question.
Yes, it did. And, you know, one other thing that enthralls me about you is you're the type of individual that not only are you living and creating your dream, but you're also at the same time you're showing your children that when you set out to do something in life, when you set a goal, you see that goal through completion. You know, you're setting an example not just for your children, but for the city that backs you. What does that mean to Stephen Walker that you're able to do that?
Oh, man, it's great to me. You know, like I said, my children have a beautiful mom, and they also have a dad with strong ambition. I tell my kids all the time, I said, listen, there's this thing as procrastination. So you can't say, oh, dad, I was procrastinating. That means whatever you set out was never important to you. And so you have to make whatever you set in mind important to you for you to go out there and get it. So there's, like I said, that word procrastination, that's just mean you're lazy. So, you know, your dad's not lazy, so you're not going to be lazy. So I try to give him motivation, you know, motivational speech. I try to listen to motivational tutorials on YouTube and stuff like that. And I also try to be that walking figure, like, listen, not only am I going to talk it, but I'm going to walk it. So right now my kids are doing excellent in school. They brag about their father. You know, my kids are doing sports right now. I'm trying to convert them into doing a little bit of kickboxing or boxing or Muay Thai, but I don't want to put the pressure on them, so I'm just going to let them keep playing their basketball.
Most definitely. You know, my friend, there's one thing that intrigues me, because I have a lot of friends in this sport, and I've watched them from early amateur days of USA Boxing or ABA, and then they transition over to all aspects of the sport. What was it about the traditional aspects of Muay Thai that enthralled Stephen Walker?
It was the discipline. Muay Thai fighters are very well disciplined, and there's something about the art. It makes you connect with your inner spirit, and that inner spirit could be for peace, it could be for discipline and things like that. And when I picked up the sport, I felt like this was for me. I saw a lot of guys like, "Hey, you're a big guy, you should do UFC," And in my mind, I'm not like I can't see myself doing UFC, but I'm not going to – I will put on the back burner for now, but Muay Thai is, like, so given, so traditional where, like, it's so peaceful. So, like, I don't get angry. I don't get mad at my opponent. I show my opponent the utmost respect. You know, I shake their hands. I bow to them. Even after the fight, I always check up on my opponent. Hey, you all right? I know you got a family to go home to, but just know that, you know, this is just a job that, you know, we get paid to do, so don't take it personal. Win or lose or draw, I'm always going to check up on my opponent. Just like I check up on Robert Moreau, and I checked up on Lewis Ramsey. And I gave them both hugs. I know they got children. And I said, listen, I just want you to go on your flight and make sure I make it home safely. And after that, I always add them on Facebook. And I tell my audience, my fans, and my supporter, listen, we don't do no cyberbullying. So you can say congratulations to me and stuff like that, but let's not beat down the fighter. You know, he's a tough guy. So just give him his props in a professional way by saying, yes, Steven, you won. But don't go out there and call him, oh, you know what I mean? Like, don't cyberbully my opponent. So my fans kind of, I won't say they train, but they learning. You know, we learning together. Because I let them know that, listen, we are a movement. So you represent me and I represent you. So if you're out there cyberbullying my opponent, it's going to look bad on us as a collection. So if you check on my fan page, you check on my wall, you will never see nobody, you know, dogging anybody that I fought. They always give me my congratulations, or they say your hard work, and then we move on from there. And then after that, I will send my opponents a request. If they accept it, they don't accept it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to give my opponent a nice speech, like, you know, it was a tough fight. Thank you for giving the opportunity for us to showcase our skills. So I try to uplift anybody that I win to, you know, that I beat. And vice versa, I hope they do the same thing to me because, like I said, taking a loss is very, very hard. You know, a loss can make you bounce back or a loss could defeat you. And if anybody add on to their loss in a negative way, it could defeat the person. It could make them be suicidal. We don't know what goes through our opponent's mind once they're home laying in the bed with their family or with their children. So my best bet is to give back to them, encourage them to keep going. And that's the thing about Muay Thai. Muay Thai is all about encouraging your opponent to keep striving. Like a loss is not a loss, it's a lesson learned. And that's the difference between from MMA. Most MMA guys, you know, they might rub the win in their opponent's face, or they might not shake hands after. Some do, but you notice a lot of MMA fighters who do shake their opponent's hand has a Muay Thai background. Just pay attention to you. The guys that have a Muay Thai background, you might see them hug their opponent at the end or bow to them. And the other guys that don't have a background, Muay Thai background, it's a little arrogant. You know what I mean? So, like I said, Muay Thai for me, it connects with my spirit, my inner peace. And it makes me so giving. It makes me so humble. And that's why I will love Muay Thai forever.
You know, I love that because, you know, first and foremost, I'm 51 years old. I don't know if you knew that or not. But that statement you made, bro, it took me back to being a child. Because when we were young and we would get into a fist fight, we would end up having dinner at one another's house or staying the night at the person, you know, that we got in a fight with. We'd end up going and having a sleepover at one another's house. You know, you settled your differences, and it didn't change who you were in life. It didn't change the respect level or anything. It was just you had a difference. You went behind the building, you settled it, and life went on, and there was no ignorance involved in it. And so that aspect of you is truly tremendous because it just shows me that you're a kindred old soul, that somewhere along the line, someone taught you what life was about. So with that being said, who would be the mentor in that aspect in Stephen Walker's life?
I would definitely have to say my mother, my grandmother, who's my mentor, who raised me right. They raised me to be given. They raised me to respect my elders. They raised me to hold the door. They also raised me to accept constructive criticism. A lot of people can't accept constructive criticism, but they tell me that whenever somebody gives constructive criticism, it's because they care about you and don't talk back. So I tip my hat to my mother and my grandmother who raised me very, very well. And this is not an act. How I talk is not an act. A lot of people they see me like, wow, this tall guy who's 200 and some change pounds with a mean face. But when I open up my mouth, they be so surprised. Oh my God, you're so soft-spoken. You're so warm, welcoming. I would have never known that if I never had a conversation with you, you know. And it's all about your appearance. I might come off as a scary guy, but the minute I open up my mouth, it draws the nearest stranger to me. And this is just natural. It's not a show. It's not an act that I put on. I'm not goody two-shoe. But like I said, it's just my upbringing. And I come from a strong upbringing where you have to show everybody respect, because whatever you put out there in the universe will definitely come back to you. And that's what my mother always told me.
I love that, because it truly encompasses, you know, what I grew up in life learning. You know, the one thing that inspires me also about you is, I don't know if you know who this individual is, but I've had on my show, and I'm very fortunate to have her on multiple occasions, is Crew Yawadi Hurst from Nine Limb Fighters. She was the youngest and only female ever inducted as a crew, as a great master into Muay Thai in Thailand. And I had her on my show one time, and, you know, I asked her, I said, you're at the highest level you could possibly be at. Why do you still reach out? Why do you still go to, you know, other seminars? Why do you reach out to other professors? She says, because, you know, once you think you've reached your level in life, you truly never have. She says, I believe that the reason I still go to seminars, the reason I still ask so many questions, is I'm still in search of the true answer of what it is to be a mixed martial artist. When you look at it in that aspect, do you feel the path is the same for you, Stephen,
yeah,
going into life? You'll never find the true aspect. That's why you're always looking for answers.
Yes, that's definitely a fact, because, like I said, yeah, you never know too much, and it's never too late to learn, and there's always things out there to learn. So if you stop your mind from growing, then you'll be stuck in your ways, and then you won't see the different things that are out there. Because, like, remember, the world changed, and as the world changing, us as people have to change with the world. And there's new techniques out there. There's new tricks out there that people are developing in the Muay Thai world. And if you don't grow with the Muay Thai world, you will get left behind. And like I said, Muay Thai is broad and it's very big. There's always something to learn. There's always something to prove on. There might be a new way to escape a clinch. There might be a new way to parry your elbow when you see it coming. So if you stop your mind from growing and from learning, then you can't say, you know, you reach your full potential, because all the crews out there are still learning from their students also. You know, even though your crew is teaching you things, but their students might bring a different flavor, a different freestyle to their Muay Thai, and their crew might like that. So later on down the line, they might pass that little trick that you created to another student, if you catch my drift.
Well, most definitely. I truly do. You know, I think you're a unique individual in life, and thank you, Lion Fight Promotion, Scott Zur and Scott Kent, for giving me this young gentleman today, this true warrior. You know, not often do I become speechless on my shows. You can ask any of my guests. But with you, I'm more catching myself sitting back, just, you know, enthralled in your train of thought and knowledge. And that's pretty cool, considering you're younger than me. You know, but let's kind of step back in the ring for a moment. You know, we know that the traditional aspect is there. We know that respect is there. And we know the value of Muay Thai in your heart. But once that bell rings, I got to tell you, put him to sleep, Walker comes to life. I've had other warriors on my show that are truly like you, that are humble in life, and you would never think that they could, you know, hurt a fly or a fighter or anything in that nature. But once they step in the cage, the switch turns on. What is it for Stephen Walker that has him going from humility to devastation?
What goes to my mind? Like I said, anytime you see me walk in that stage or cage, just know that I'm vulnerable. You know, I'm vulnerable to my opponents. I'm vulnerable to the crowd, and nobody wants to lose. So once I walk inside that cage or inside that ring, and that bell rings, it's just me and my opponent. And then I don't know, it's like a inner person just come out of me, and I just feel like I don't want to say unstoppable, but I feel like it's not really me fighting. It's like I'm fighting for my community. That's why I say I fight with a purpose. Because I feel like I feed off the crowd's energy. I feed off my children's energy. I feed off my coach's energy. So it's like a whole nother person is fighting, and it's not really me that's fighting. Because like I tell you, most fighters fight for money. Most fighters fight, you know, because they want to be famous. But I fight because I want to shine light on my community. I fight for them. I fight for a purpose. I fight for my children. And that's the difference between me and most fighters. So when that bell rings, it's just going to be me and you, and I'm going to do what I normally do, you know. Whatever I practice in the gym, I'm going to showcase it on my opponent, the target. And in my mind, I pretend like, okay, you know, this is a job. But at the same time, when you win this, just know that you're not just winning by yourself. You're winning for everybody. You're winning for the LGBT community. You're winning for the at-risk youth. You're winning for people that's out there fighting, you know, medical issues and diseases like lupus, cancer. You're fighting for them. You're fighting for yourself. You're fighting for everybody. So I have a big weight on my shoulders. And I don't know why I took that weight up on myself, but I feel like I said I have to give back to my community. I feel like this is my purpose. And whenever I get a little bit more famous, I want to do, like, you know, more outreach and voluntary work for everything. So, like, if there's a cancer walk, I'm going to be there. If there's a HIV awareness walk, I'm going to be there. If we got to raise money for cyberbullying, I want to be there. Like, I just want to be that person that's letting the people know that, listen, don't let your past stop you from moving forward. And that's my message to everybody out there. You could be a heroin addict. You could be, you know, an ex-gang member. You could be, you know, someone that got caught up in the law. But if you give yourself that second chance, like you said, life gives you a second chance, it's called tomorrow, which I love that line that you said. If you give yourself that second chance that yourself deserve, you could change and you could have an impact on the world. And that's what I do, I let everybody know, listen, I got a past, but I'm not going to let my past stop me from moving forward, because I know I got a bright future. And that's what I want to be for those guys out there that's watching the Muay Thai or watching UFC or watching anything. Just know that Stephen Walker is holding it down for you guys to let you guys know, hey, don't beat yourself up. Give yourself a second chance.
Well said, young man. Truly well said. You know, and like I said, I've never been dumbfounded, you know, very much on my show. You know, I kind of want to compare you to two true warriors that I know. One was former light heavyweight Liam McGarry, and getting ready to fight for the light heavyweight title is Lynn Vassell. They both came on my show on the same episode. They were fighting each other. And, you know, I think Liam and Linton said it best. You know, they said, we truly are friends in life. You know, once that cage door closes, you know, we stop being friends. It's like going to work. We have to punch in a time clock, you know, because that's what we get paid for. That's how we live. But once that is over, then I'll be the first one to buy him a beer. I'll be the first one to give him a hug or congratulate him. And I think that's what's missing for the most part in the MMA community, is the traditional true aspects of what it is to be a man in life, to be a true warrior, to give respect to the one that you're doing battle with. And you perpetuate and you truly perpetuate that. And I love it, man. You know, now I can see why Lion Fights brought you on. I truly can. You listen to you, and you're a man that's many, many years above yourself. You're a true kindred old soul. You know, when I first posted the link for this episode, there was a few people that shared it, you know, and Sean Walker, I believe, was one of them. Sean Rock, actually. And, you know, I don't know who the individual is, but, you know, a few other people went on to share it. So I started noticing that you truly do have the support of the community. You truly have the support of the fans and everybody. When you sit back and you look back at the path that you traveled, my friend, what does Stephen Walker see? And what has he gained? What is yet to come?
Wow. That's a deep question. That is a deep, deep question. And I could, to sum it up, see a troubled youth who was once troubled, whose destiny and whose mission is to give back to the community. You know, most people get famous or get wealthy and forget about the small people. I won't forget about the small people. I will never forget about the small people. I told myself, when the time do come, I'm coming back to my community. I'm going to either open up a school, or I'm going to open up, you know, partner up with somebody, or I might pay the corner store's mortgage for the store. But I told myself, whoever supported me through my journey now, just know that you have a place in my heart where I'm going to do something for you. And I could either have a raffle of buying a fan or support a car or something, like, you know, it might be a $5,000 car or something like that whenever I get, like, famous. And whenever the endorsements and money start coming in and stuff like that, I told myself I was going to do something for that. Or do a raffle where, you know, I take somebody on a trip, or give them a free pass to, you know, to a Muay Thai school or something like that. So I have all these little plans in my mind that I want to do. But looking back at my past, you know, I don't regret my past, because my past is who created who I am now as a person. And I love my past for that. I think, you know, my Heavenly Father, the man up above, you know, had a plan for me this whole time. And I think this was my plan. And I just keep following him. And I pray at night, like, hey, Heavenly Father, you know, please show me the way. You know, I might be weak in the flesh, but at the same time, I still want to serve you. Could you let me know my destiny? What is my purpose in life? And every time I ask him that, I keep coming across Muay Thai. Like, I guess this is the platform that I need to reach the people and let the people know that, you know, I understand your struggle. And that, hey, listen, once again, I'm going to go back to it. If I could do it, you could do it. So, and I believe that's what my future holds. That's the only way I could sum it up to you. But at the end of the day, I'm grateful for my mission. I'm grateful for being who I am. And like I said, if I don't accept my past, then I don't know who I am. So I have to accept my past, because my past is who created me. You know, but at the end of the day, who I am now is not who I was back then. So, and I, every day I give myself a pat on the back. I can look myself in the mirror and say, hey, you came a long way. Hey, you know, you deserve this and stuff like that.
You know, honestly, when you look at it and you listen to you speak, it's genuine. I mean, my friend, you truly are already a champion at heart. You know, no belt, no medal, nothing else will even touch that or give you more gratitude in life than giving back, you know, as that's the soul you were meant to be in life. You know, I did this show, and like I said, I'm totally blown away by the individual you are in life, because I've always believed in giving back without expectation, you know, giving back to others. And, you know, I started this show, I've been doing radio for about 11 years now, but I started this show with the intent of not making a penny, you know, but giving back to the fighters, to the sport, to the inner workings, all that have put a roof over my head and given me a purpose in life and gave me that second chance. And I think it's a beautiful thing when people can come to understand that life is a tremendous opportunity. You just have to be the one that reaches out and makes it and creates it. And I think you found that place, my friend. You know, yeah. When can we find or when can we expect Stephen Walker back in Lion Fights? You know, Lion Fights is truly loving you. You're truly loving them. You've got the crowd support. When can we expect to see you back?
Hopefully by January. I think Lion Fights coming back on the East Coast in January. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and see. I don't have a date, but I think they're coming back in January. And so right now, all the way to January, right now I'm giving my fans a little break on their purse. So, you know, save some money. Like, hey, I'm not going to have a fight all the time where, you know, here's a chance to save some money. But at the same time, yeah, it might be January. But I'm definitely going to support those who support me. And, you know, I think sometimes as fighters or as musicians or as, you know, R&B singers, some people forget to give back to their fans, you know, and I just want to be the person I do give back to the fans. It could be random T-shirts in the mail from a selective, you know, person, or it could be, like I said, free tickets to my fight to a selective fan or something like that, or I might have some type of code or something like that later on when I build a website and stuff like that to give back to them. So, yeah, you know, January I'll be back fighting. And then, like I said, later on, my goal is to give back to the people that support me, because since they support me, I got to support them back. And it could be anything, you know, even if I have to go to the kids' football game to do a speech to the league, to the Pee Wee League or something like that, or go to somebody's classroom and give a speech, you know, just know that I will do that for my fans. You know, I'm flexible. And like I said, I got to, you know, I owe it to them, you know, as well. I owe it to, you know, my kids too.
Well, yeah, January, you know, one thing I like to do, and on my show, I think because it shows great purpose and intent and each individual, you know, I like to hand the microphone over to you because you do have such a huge fan base. You are a man that truly gives back to his community. You know, I like to give people the opportunity to thank those who have truly helped guide them in life. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. If there's a statement you would like to make to your mother, any mentors, the fans, anybody in all aspects, what would that statement be, my friend?
Well, I'd like to take the minute to thank all my friends, family, and teammates for supporting me on my journey. Also, like I said, for buying tickets and T-shirts. And also, I'd like to thank my teammates for punching me in the face here and there, because it wouldn't be possible to all. I just want to send a huge, huge thank to, you know, Bill Newcomb and Jake for standing beside me, for teaching me different techniques, and just for walking the proud walk with me. And a big shout out to my mother for, you know, raising a king, raising a well-respected, you know, man. At the end of the day, I'm still learning as I go, but I wouldn't be who I am without, you know, my mother's upbringing and also my grandmother's upbringing. And also for the youth out there, you know, remember, the key to success is to graduate. You got to graduate high school. Don't drop out, because your high school diploma is the blueprint to life. Without your high school diploma, you will come across bumps and stones in the road to success. So take it from me. Graduate from school. I graduated. And, you know, listen to your teachers out there, because your teacher could be a mentor. And respect open up doors that money can't. So always show your elders respect. Always show your teachers respect. And always show our heroes, which are the, you know, the Boston Police or the fire departments, the EMS. You know, show those guys respect, because they put their life out there on the line for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, respect will open up doors that money can't. So in that way, that's how whatever you put out in the universe will come back to you. But my main thing to my fans out there, you know, support your mom and definitely graduate, man. Graduate from school, because if you don't graduate, you basically don't know what your future holds for you. And that's all I want to say to you guys. And I just want to take this time also to thank you feeling to be able to share my voice on your platform. And this means a lot to me. This is special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to save your number off of my phone because I'm going to give you like random texts just to check up on you and stuff like that, if you don't mind.
Hey, bro, you could do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind. I'm truly enthralled by the individual that you've become in life. You know, I truly want to thank Scott Zur, Scott Kent. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Lion Fights Promotions is a tremendous organization, and for them to give me, you know, a tremendous man and this walk of life is a true testament to how we all can look up and change who we are through Stephen Walker. You know, Stephen, I truly appreciate you coming on today. It was a true honor. I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. If you have any sponsors, any social media sites, or just anything else that you would like to add to the program, the floor is yours, brother.
Yes, so I'd like to also want to thank my sponsor, Chirotherapy West Roxbury. I also want to thank Nugent Sounds. Thank you guys for the headphones. I also want to thank Prime Meals and Ready. Thank you for the food and for the fuel, because without you guys, I probably wouldn't have no energy to train or to fight. So thank you guys for the mail. I also want to thank Prime Elite Management, Sean Rock, for supporting me, for believing in me. And also, I just want to thank, you know, Robert Moreau, you know, who's my opponent, you know, just for giving the opportunity to showcase, you know, my talent. And also, you know, thank you for the opportunity. And also, you know, my fans out there, you can follow me on Facebook. My fan page is Stephen Walker. You can also follow me on Instagram, stop_sleeping. And, you know, here you have it, guys.
You know, my friend, thank you so much for a tremendous insight into who you are, the path you've walked, the path you've lived, and the path you're stepping into the future on. You know, Muay Thai has always been the truest form in my heart, as it is a true art. You know, a lot of people want to call it a sport. They want to call it a fight. But all of us that are traditionalists know that it's an art. So thank you so much for demonstrating what the art of a true Muay Thai fighter is. You have my respect. I look forward to having you back on my show before you get ready to fight again. Once again, thank you for my fight promotions. And, Stephen, it's been a truly tremendous day. Thank you for joining my show and blessing my listeners. I hope you enjoyed it, and we can have you back on again real soon.
Thank you so much, Tim.
God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you check this young man out. Truly an old soul and a young man, a man that knows what devastation and atrocity is in life, but never use that as an excuse. Now he's a pro fighter with Lion Fight Promotions, and you've heard the words of a man that truly, you know, walks the walk. He gives back to his community. He doesn't care about a belt, cares about his community. And, you know, I interview hundreds of thousands of fighters, you know, in the last few years. And I tell you what, today kind of took me back. Scott Zur, Scott Kent, thank you so much for sharing what I feel was probably one of the most real interviews I've ever had from a very kindred young man. With that being said, thank you for joining me today. I want to thank Finished MMA Juan Martinez. I want to thank the 86ers.net, Affliction, United Way Merced, and most importantly, Lion Fights. That was and I'm dumbfounded, Stephen Walker. You truly are a blessing in life. And keep it up, because, man, I got to have this dude back on again real soon. With that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you. You have a tremendous day. God bless.
Yo, yo. Sounds some old school blues type stuff. Yeah. Check, check, check. Yeah.
While I battle the evils of this wicked world, I plan to capture my visions. In the midst of all these drastic decisions, trapped in this prison, always had a passion for winning, but I was too busy chasing after forgiveness. Prayerfully, my perception is still a testament of how I evolved. I'm